Recording.
All right, we're recording.
And hit record on this.
Are you going to cut this first recording. Bit out?
No, I'm not cutting anything out.
Right.
I don't cut things out. What's going on?
I'm back.
Mitch is back.
I'm back.
To sad party.
Yeah, it's gotten real sad now I'm back. Now the little ray of sunshine, Andy's out of the building and I'm back. So.
Yeah, I know. Andy, you're not coming back. I don't want you in here making the recording dungeon stink.
Yeah, he made it stink with goodness, so I've kicked him out, and yeah, now it's exactly. Going to air back to its wretched, terrible, horrible, stupid self.
Andy, Mitch is actually going to fight you. Oh, yeah.
I was honestly scared to, I was actually scared to listen to the Andy ones, because like, man, this guy is so much better, and he was everything I thought he would be and more, and I can't even believe I've been invited back.
Andy sucks.
Yeah, I mean, he's dumb as dog shit,
this episode's going to be called Andy Sucks.
At least we'll get some of our listeners back.
Yeah, sad party. Andy Sucks.
Oh, God. Well, just been quite busy doing family stuff over Christmas and, yeah, all the good stuff, mate. Right. So, back sounds at work awesome. Now, back in some routine, which is nice. So, about you, how's your Christmas break?
Yeah, it was good. Guess what I did?
What'd you do?
Bushwalking with the kids.
What do you mean bushwalking?
Yeah, walking in the bush.
Oh, like you just went and found a bush and then just walked in a bush.
Oh yeah, just a bush across the road.
Oh no, you just chuck bushes on and then just go for a walk in some sort of camouflage.
Went bushwalking and my oldest basically goes bush running instead of bushwalking. He's got too much energy. So he's like running for a bit. I'm like, ugh, daddy needs to lay down for a bit. It was pretty good though, but...
And he's old enough now that he doesn't just do running then faceplant. Like he can actually keep running. So you don't get that crying sort of teary state where you can catch up.
Exactly. Oh, fun. Guess what? I'm going to do the quiz. I haven't done the quiz for a while.
Nah, we've not done it for a while. I'm a bit rusty, but hopefully I get a bit of beginner's luck again.
Been off getting your transgender operation.
Yeah, I've just got an inside outie, so I'm rolling.
You're almost a full boy.
Yeah, I can't wait to play women's football.
Hey, we're going to do the quiz.
That was really insensitive, I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's insensitive and accurate.
No one listens to this anyway.
It's insensitive and accurate, so it's all right. We're going to do the quiz. Wednesday, December 19th. 2018.
Yep.
And Herald Sun.
Okay.
Cool. Awesome. Okay. Number one. Rapid, Blitz, Bullet, and Armageddon are variations on which popular game? Rapid, Blitz, Bullet, and Armageddon.
A popular game. Well, if it was that popular, I'd probably know it, wouldn't I?
Yeah. Sounds to me like it'll be poker. Sounds like
Armageddon poker?
I don't know.
No, because it would say Texas Hold'em, mate. I think you're wrong. Listen, I'm going to go... what game? Monopoly?
Monopoly? How can you... A variation of Monopoly is called Monopoly.
No, Yahtzee.
Yahtzee.
Yahtzee Armageddon.
I'm going to have a look. No, chess. Chess.
Whatever. Huh?
Yeah.
I thought chess was want its own game.
I thought it was too, but apparently there's variations on chess.
I can't wait to play Armageddon chess when I get home.
Maybe that's that one they did on Big Bang Theory with like the three levels and that sort of stuff.
I don't watch terrible TV shows, so I'm afraid of.
Number two.
You love Big Bang Theory.
I do like I actually like it.
You disgust me. looking at you right now actually makes me sick that you just said that. Yeah, that is the worst show on TV.
Make me sick to look at anyway. Number two. In October 2018, 11 people were killed in a synagogue in which US state?
I assume...
Wasn't it a Jewish synagogue?
Well, I believe a synagogue is a Jewish place of worship, yes.
Yeah. Is synagogue for other flavours of religions too? Or?
I don't know. I think there's a Buddhist synagogue.
That's a Buddhist temple.
Oh, no, that's a Buddhist sinning dog. slightly different. No, I think it was in what state?
Yeah.
Washington.
Washington? I'm going to say New Orleans.
If I say Washington, do I get DC and normal Washington?
Yes.
Yes.
I can't remember, but it was only 4 months ago. I don't remember it happening, but let me have a look. No, Pennsylvania. We're both crap. All right.
That's where the office is.
All right. Number three. Sheikh Zayed Grand Mosque is a popular tourist attraction in which country?
Iraq.
Iraq, you reckon?
It has to be. Oh, Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. Saudi Arabia, you reckon?
Yeah.
I'm going to go the United Arab Emirates, I reckon. You going to Saudi Arabia?
Well, yeah, but then yours, your one sounded way better, so... But I'm going to stay with Saudi Arabia.
Oh, okay.
All not right. that anyone goes there on a holiday, really, that I know.
By the way, people, I've got a sore throat, so I sound like ass. Even more so than normal. Even more, that's my excuse.
Which is coincidentally your diet.
that's my excuse, anyway. All right, so Sheikh Zayed Grand Mosque is a popular tourist attraction in which country? Answer is, United Arab Emirates. Right.
I hate you.
I hated you anyway. More fake questions. Number four. Which four star signs are the four cardinal signs of the zodiac?
Oh.
Zodiac stuff is right up there with like...
oh my God. What's that? Like a witch doctor.
Yeah, exactly. It's just stupid.
Yeah, it's like gypsy witch doctor garbage. Four stars. You're gonna have a good day tomorrow if you're any of these.
If you're a person,
if you're a person and you were born in this time, you'll face challenges this month, but you'll overcome them.
I don't know. I don't really know any of the star signs. Dinosaur. Dinosaur. That's the star sign.
I know there's one called Sagittarius, which is the one apparently.
I'm Virgo.
You would be. You look like a Virgo.
A vegan.
A vegan Virgo.
I don't look like a vegan. I have no idea and I don't care.
Yeah, I don't... You know what? Aries and Sagittarius.
I'm not even looking at the answer. I'm not even dignifying that with the answer. I'm just going on to the next question.
No, don't even tell the listener either. No one knows.
Exactly.
Ever.
Number five.
And we've just skipped this, by the way. It's not happening. You're not hearing the answer ever.
Number five. The Starks and the Lannisters are features in which series of novels?
Iron Man.
Yeah, there is Starks. But Lannister, isn't that from Game of Thrones? Is Game of Thrones novel as well as TV show?
I don't watch terrible TV shows. I assume it's probably quite good. A lot of people do reckon it is good, but I've never seen it.
Lannisters. Lannister sounds like something.
Do you have Netflix and lots of stuff? Yeah. What did I watch the other day? I watched that. There's one called You. It's about this lunatic and he's just obsessed with this chick. It sounds gay, but it's actually quite... And he kills people and stuff. Like,
okay.
Yeah, it's a bit of murder. Like, it's not...
So it's a porno.
Yeah. It's a snuff film.
A snuff film. Yeah, it sounds good. Lannisters. I thought... Well, Starks is in...
Iron Man. But, so I'll take half a point.
It's a series of novels.
Yeah. Iron Man 1, 2 and 3.
I'm guessing Game of Thrones, but I thought that was only a TV show. But I don't know. I'm going to see... A Song of Ice and Fire. Never heard of it.
Sounds terrible.
Does.
I wish we didn't dignify that with an answer either.
Number six. What is the symbol for the chemical element sulfur?
Oh, fuck, you'll know this as well. I don't know.
I think I know it.
You're looking at me like I'm going to... You're waiting for me to get it wrong and then you're going to give me an answer.
I look at you waiting for you to get it wrong with every question.
Sulfur will be SF.
You realise sulfur doesn't have an F in it? It's S-U-L-P-H-U-R.
Can we fucking rewind this for 5 seconds before I even said that?
Do you know what, on that note, do you know what the chemical element for lead is?
Isn't it Fe?
No.
Is that iron?
That's iron. Lead is Pb because lead in Latin is plumbum and that's where plumber comes from. They used to always work with just lead pipes.
Well, there you go.
I still don't answer this question. Sulfur, I think, is SU. I think... Okay. So what are you going, SF?
No, I want to go SU. Is that all right?
You can do that.
No, I need just a bit of a charity.
All right, you can go SU. Let's see. Good, we're both wrong. S.
Damn it.
Number seven. The Zanzibar Archipelago is situated in which ocean?
Oh, God. This is so bad. This is just like a audio recollection of how retarded I am. Like,
we're doing really bad.
It's got to be in either the Atlantic, the Indian, or the Pacific. It's an ocean, right?
Yeah.
And then all the rest of the seas.
There's more oceans as well.
Is there? Like what other ocean?
Arctic Ocean.
Don't count that one. I'm going to go to the Indian. No, the... Pacific Ocean.
Yeah. I'm going to go the Atlantic.
Oh, of course you would. It's probably the Atlantic as well, is it?
Indian Ocean. We're both.
Oh, God damn it. That was the one I was going to go to next.
We're doing really bad in this. Number eight. As at 2018, who has been the only Australian to be ranked number one in the WTA rankings since the system was introduced in 1975? I assume WTA is World Tennis Association?
That sounds about right.
Yeah. Who's been the only Australian to be ranked number one in it? I thought a lot of Aussies had been ranked number one in tennis.
Like who?
I don't know. I have no idea. Don't know.
I can't even think of like a...
I can't think of
a women's tennis player in general.
I didn't say women's.
W?
Is that Women's Tennis Association or World Tennis Association?
Well, I think it might be...
Women's World?
Is it just Tennis Association for Men and then...
I thought it was...
World. No, it'll be Leighton Hewitt.
In the Women's Tennis Association?
No, in both, in either. Yeah.
In
no.
both and either.
Well, if it's World Tennis Association, it'll be...
Well, if he goes and gets your operation, you can go in the women's one as well.
I think it has to, because it can't just be Tennis Association, can it?
Nah, I don't think so.
Nah, World Tennis Association. It'll have to be Leighton Hewitt.
Yeah, I was going to go Leighton Hewitt too. But then I'm thinking, who's that one?
Pat Rafter? Are you thinking Pat Rafter?
I actually was thinking Pat Rafter. That's what I was thinking. Yeah. I'm going Pat Rafter. You're going Leighton Hewitt?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yvonne Goolagong. She was the first Indigenous women's tennis player thing. So maybe WTA does mean Women's Tennis Association.
Well, that would have helped us out. Maybe a bit. It does. Not that I've ever heard of that woman before in Haven't my you? Life. No.
Oh, she's been.
She's not the Cathy Freeman of tennis.
Yeah. Well, she's more like the Yvonne Goolagong of tennis. She was famous before Cathy Freeman was. So.
Well, the other way around. Yeah.
Cathy Freeman's the Yvonne Goolagong of running.
I'm not even going to say whatever the name is because I don't think I'll even be able to say it.
All right. Number nine. Actually, I think there was something else I had to tell you. There was something good. Oh, that's what I was going to tell you. I fell asleep on the toilet at work the other day.
No.
I did.
No. What happened? And then did someone knock on the door and you just yelled, I'm shitting.
I been a bit sort of tired and sort of worn out, a bit stressed out and stuff. And
oh, is that from all the heroin?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Yeah, nice. Just scratching on the toilet. No, I was sitting on the toilet and I...
Had you taken a shit?
I think I was mid-crowning. Like, it was starting to crown.
Oh, so you've just been sitting there for a bit of time.
But I haven't been there long. I'm sort of in and out pretty quick. Like, I get in and out pretty quick. But when I'm sitting there...
Wait, I was in and out shitting or in and out of sleep?
Shitting.
Yeah, right, okay.
But I'm sitting on the toilet and then all of a sudden, I've got my hands on the ground and I've fallen forward. So oh. I'd fallen asleep sitting there and fallen forward off the toilet bowl. So
onto the ground?
Yeah, hands onto the ground. Didn't actually hit my head, but caught myself like I felt it just as I was falling. But
were you... There was no mess?
No, there was no mess. It must have been pre-crowning. I must have been just having contractions.
Well...
It wasn't starting to come out yet.
It's lucky. It's very lucky. Exactly. That could have been a downstairs mix-up. No,
I think if you can fall asleep while you're actually in the screaming and crying stage of having a dump, I think you've probably got narcolepsy.
That's amazing. So
yeah, I was pretty stoked on that. Not stoked.
Wouldn't it be more concerning, more than anything, that you'd just fallen asleep while...
It was concerning, but my first thought was, I can't wait to tell Mitch. That was my first thought. I was always going to message you, and I'm like, nah, same when I see Mitch.
Now, just quick one. I know no one wants to hear about bowel movements and such. When you woke up, did you get back on the throne, back on the horse?
Of course I did.
And finished your...
What, you think I just pulled my pants up and walked off?
Yeah, you're like, fuck, fell asleep, wasted that opportunity.
When you have a nod, it was like the equivalent of, you know, the nods you get when you're driving really late at night and you're really tired.
Yeah, it was like
that sort of nod, but less car crashes. Probably less poo as well. But yeah. So I thought you'd like that. I knew there was something I had to tell you that was pretty important.
That's fascinating. I can't imagine.
Now back to the boring stuff.
Yeah, right.
Number nine.
Yep.
True or false? In Greek mythology, Helios is the god of the sun.
Helios.
Helios.
It's not a fucking spelling bee, Dave.
Yes, it is. I forgot to tell you.
Spell Helios, true or false. I kind of want to say false, but I think it's true.
It's definitely true. So I reckon you said false then. Do you reckon you said false?
No, I said I think it's false, but I'm going to say true.
I might give you half a point for that one.
Don't. Are you serious?
No, I'm going to say true.
I said true.
I'll give you a full point. I'm just double checking. It is true. Yeah. I'll give you a full point. Yeah.
I'd hope so. Have you been flying? Did you fly over the holidays?
No, I haven't flown at all. But I've got a flying lesson on Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm very concerned.
But then I'm away for a week, so I won't be flying. Actually, I'm staying not far from the airport, so I could probably go do flying lessons while I'm on holidays.
Oh, you're going on holidays at Moorabbin.
yeah, the thriving metropolis of Moorabbin. Lovely holiday destination. No, going down with the family down to on the beach down near Rye for a week.
That'd be good. Oh, yeah.
Get away.
Good bread down there.
You're the worst. Rye bread sucks. Number 10. Which member of One Direction left the band in March 2015?
The shit one. Is that the right answer?
I think they all are.
Yeah.
The only one I know the name of is Zayn, because I've got a mate named Zayn, and I changed, and apparently the guy from One Direction has a real garbage spelling. It's Z-A-Y-N. So I changed...
Oh my God. So his parents has hated.
Yeah. I changed my mate Zayn in my phone to be Z-A-Y-N. Like 5 years ago, and he's still in my phone as Z-A-Y-N for Zane.
I mean, you've done well to listen to One Direction for 5 years.
Mm. I prefer the transgender version both ways. it'd be a bisexual version, not transgender. Unless you've got all the bits and you're halfway through the operation. We've been talking about trans stuff a lot today.
Maybe yeah, we have.
It's because of your recent operation. I'm going to go Zane. He's the only one that I know the name of in the band, so...
All right, I will go...
Coincidentally, he's... If it's him, he's not actually in the band. So I know the name of someone who's not in the
band. He's no longer in the band anymore. And my knowledge is now zero.
Exactly.
I can't even think of any of them. So I'm going to... I know there's one. I bet you I can picture the kid.
Yeah. But... Do you remember when koalas pissed on them and they got chlamydia?
No.
Oh, they were in Australia and there's no way they were scamming on local Aussie teenage girls. Of course not. And they reckon they got chlamydia from koalas pissing on them. Do you remember that?
It's all they said.
100% serious, yeah.
You know what?
What?
My friend from America, Josh, was over, yeah. And he was talking about koalas giving people chlamydia. I'm like, why are you saying that? Probably... He's like, all your koalas give people chlamydia. And I'm like, you fucking idiot. Like, no one thinks that or knows that. And that's why, because he fucking heard those guys saying the koalas give people chlamydia, exactly. And now he's come to Australia scared of the koalas and they're going to fucking STD him.
There's like... Their manager is out the back with a rake scraping away all the Aussie teenage girls that have been like in their trailers and that sort of stuff.
No, but it's that koala with
the koala pissed on me and gave me chlamydia.
Went to Hillsville Sanctuary and fucked all these koalas.
The koala gave me this love bite on the neck. I'm going Zayn.
All right.
I'm going to guess.
You go Zayn, I'll go
Tim. Oh, it is Zayn.
Fuck you.
Yeah, good. Eat a dick.
You would know who that is.
As I said, I only know it because... He's got crappy spelling. And I was right, Z-A-Y-N.
That's a shame.
Number 11. Calvados is an alcoholic drink that originated on which continent?
Calvados.
Yeah. I won't spell it for you because apparently it's not a spelling bee.
How do you spell it?
C-A-L-V-A-D-O-S.
Originated in South America.
I'm going to say South America too.
Of course you would.
Well, it sounds like calypso-y sort of stuff. Let's have a look. Nah, Europe, we're both stupid.
Fuck! Sorry for swearing. I am trying to cut down on my swearing on the podcast, but sometimes it just comes out, and I'm sorry if I swear too much. It's just...
No, I was getting offended. I think the way we talk about things is probably more offensive than the occasional swear word. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure the idea of the One Direction group sex with koalas is probably a bit more offensive than the word fuck. But the fact that fucking them in the first place uses fuck as well. So really, it's just a hole that I'm digging my way out. Next question. Come on, Dave.
I've got bird flu.
Nearly there. You look like you have bird flu.
Yeah, a bird...
You look like an emu.
Bird pissed in my mouth, gave me throat chlamydia. Ah! All right, so neither of us got that one. Number 12. Which TV series featured the character Lionel Hardcastle?
Lionel Hardcastle.
That sounds like something from The Simpsons.
No, Lionel Hutz is who you're thinking of. Yeah, it was Lionel Hutz.
I'm thinking of Rainier Wolfcastle, their version of Arnold Schwarzenegger, but Lionel Hardcastle sounds like something like that, but I have no idea. I'm giving myself a zero for that one.
Yeah, I'm going to go American Dad.
American Dad?
Yeah. It's wrong, but I'm going to go for that.
TV show called As Time Goes By.
Never heard of it. Never. Why is it in the quiz?
Never heard of it. Don't care. I think this is officially the worst we've ever done on a quiz.
Let's see. That's something to celebrate. Yeah.
That's it. You got.
Let me just pour a water.
You got 1 out of 12.
Oh, is that it?
That's it.
Oh, God. 1 out of 12.
And that was the Helios, the god of the sun, which you cheated on anyways. So, I'm going to take a point off because you cheated.
I'm still taking a point off.
And I got not much better. I got 3 out of 12.
The Department of Human Services is going to come to my house and take me into like a special school because of my lack of general knowledge.
Exactly.
How many did you get?
3 out of 12.
So oh, good. Goodness.
That's not much better. You got 10%. I got, you got 8%. I got 25%.
It was a pretty good 8%. I only got a true or false. Not half guess both.
Well, there you go. I guess we're both just as useless as one another, and that's pretty good. But did you happen to hear, I haven't even told you yet, but when Andy was on, we've got an email address that people can send us emails.
Yes. Was that in the first episode or the one where we couldn't hear Andy at all?
Nah, I deleted the one where you couldn't hear Andy at all.
So is this episode 8 or are you uploading it
again? This will be 9.
This is episode 9.
Yeah. And our email address is sadpartypodcast@gmail.com. So send us hate mail or whatever you want or suggestions. And if anyone wants to be on the podcast, because no doubt Mitch is going to piss off and go absent for 3 or 4 weeks again anyway. So I'll need some people to come over and entertain me. So if you want to be on it, just send me an email.
But
and,
I'll be displeased. I would rather this podcast go completely silent and no one ever upload another. Did you just cough while I was having a monologue?
I did.
Fuck you, Dave. Yeah. I'm done. I'm out.
Good.
Turn this podcast off right now. Sad Party's done.